Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There are many amateurs who cut their teeth during the heady days of the 1970s and 80s, when CB was the craze. Coinciding with the peak in the sunspot cycle, many people caught the thrill of communication and chasing DX. Over the following 20-odd years, there's been a migration of enthusiasts into the ranks of amateur radio. Recently, there was a reminder that the generation of children growing up today have never known the world without mobile devices, smartphones and tablets. Crystal sits in my province, not crystal ball reading, but I don't know what the future will bring. But already tablets are running apps for amateur radio. I'm excited by the thought of completing a project using thermionic valves. However, trying to impress with that alone will probably not grab the imagination of the young and curious. Nevertheless, being able to use learning tools, maybe Raspberry Pi and Arduino may grab some. Perhaps running Whisper with the power of an indicating LED may impress others. Somewhere in the mix of current technology, there should be the ability to integrate our hobby and the minds of our future members. A very Merry Christmas, and may your wishes come true. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.